In Slichos, we say the line, L'cho Hashem atztaka, v'lanu b'ish sapani. You, Hashem, possess charity, and we possess shamefacedness. We are ashamed, you are great. The Rebbe asks, what's the meaning of this? He says there's a distinction between tzedek and tzedakah. Tzedek means justice, whereas tzedakah means charity. Tzedakah means a free gift. What we're saying is, Hashem, we've missed the mark. Hashem, we've failed in certain ways. We're fallen individuals. So we need your free gifts. Please don't judge us according to the strict letter of the law. Please give us charity, even though we are ashamed of our actions. That, says the Rebbe, is the simple meaning of L'cho Hashem atztaka v'lanu b'yish sapanim. But, the Rebbe says, there are some people who can properly ask of Hashem for tzedek. There are some people who can ask Hashem for justice. Because there are many people who have worked very hard to be good people, to be kind people, to be ethical people. And these people have been very self-sacrificial. They've worked very hard to be good. So they can properly ask Hashem for justice and ask Hashem for blessing and kindness in their coming year. But says the Rebbe, even such people who can ask Hashem for justice, should not. And the reason being that you don't want to be in a relationship with Hashem where you're just getting things from the letter of the law. Because if that's the case, you're relating to a level of divinity. You're relating to a level of Hashem's manifestation, which is limited, which follows the letter of the law. You're in a quid pro quo relationship. If you do X, I do Y. But that's not the sort of relationship we want to be in with Hashem. The Rebbe says that we want to follow the message of the Kapitel David, which says, Espanecha Hashem avakish, your face Hashem I will seek, your plimios Hashem I will seek. Hashem, I will seek your deepest, most authentic character, which is Hashem as the infinite. And if we're relating to Hashem as the infinite, no matter what wonderful things that we've done with our lives, we still are not deserving of infinite blessing. We still are not deserving of infinite good. So the Rebbe says we should take the perspective, no matter how good we are, that L'cho Hashem atztaka v'lanu b'yish sapanim. Relative to Hashem's infinitude, we are insignificant, we are meaningless. No matter how good we've been, we should be bashful relative to the infinite. And we should ask Hashem for his infinite blessing. So everybody could properly say, L'cho Hashem atztaka. You, Hashem, are giving out free gifts. You, Hashem, are giving out charity, v'lanu b'yish sapanim, relative to Hashem as He is infinite.